Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I watched a great movie. I can only imagine. You may have already seen it. It's not new this year. I watched it on Amazon Prime last night. It was a very powerful, moving movie. And I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, it was crazy. I can only imagine. Now, the lead singer of Mercy Me, it's a Christian band, Bart Millard, and it chronicles his life. And I just want to talk to you about that because this is a lot of people, at least a lot of people I talk to. You know, show me a family. I remember Tony Robbins saying this, man. Show me a family that's not dysfunctional, you know, and I'll show you a family that doesn't exist. I think Tony himself, and I should have probably looked at this before, I think he had four or five, maybe even six fathers, you know, with his mom. And I think he said, by like the fourth father, I said, "Mom, what's going on?" You know, and Tony grew up in a super dysfunctional family, you know. And I find more and more when people look, if you're just going to have like surfacey conversations with people and they're just going to pretend like, you know, everything's great, that sucks. I mean, I don't want any I don't want a conversation that just dwells on drama either. I want authentic conversation when I talk to people. And so when I chat with people, especially when they book the call or they become clients and things like that, we really dive into, hey, man, so what was it like growing up? You know, not to get all Dr. Phil on somebody. And like I said, we're not here to counsel people necessarily. But, man, there's so much to unpack in somebody's story. That's why I want to know, man. I want to know where you grew up. What was childhood like? I mean, I can think of every coaching client I have right now, we've based their entire brand and message on something that happened in their past. A lot of it in their childhood. Look, right off the top of my head, Luke Medeus, the School of Wholesaling client that I had on my podcast that we're building out his entire platform. Luke slept on a dirt floor in Haiti, born in Haiti, had nothing, came over here. Now he's going to do $1 million this year wholesaling real estate. Self-taught, went to college to be an audio engineer, and then he went to be a nurse. Neither one of those worked out. He's self-taught doing $1 million wholesaling real estate. Florence Nung. Born in the Philippines, came over here 2 weeks before 9/11, and her mom developed lupus in the Asian culture, according to Florence, where she grew up. Females aren't allowed to ask any questions. How crazy that is. Not allowed to ask questions. Shut up. Right? That's the nuttiest thing. I mean, as the father of four girls, that breaks my heart. I'm raising strong, independent women. If they were to ever be silenced and not have a voice, oh my God. But Florence spoke up when her mom got sick. She started asking questions. And when she started asking questions, she started getting answers. And then she found when she started asking better questions, she got better answers. So what do you think we built her whole brand on? Her podcast called What's the Message? All she does now is ask questions. Somebody who could never ask questions their entire life now is only doing one thing, and that is asking, questioning everything, trying to get to the meaning of life's greatest questions. So that's Luke. That's Florence. Angeline, I just talked about her yesterday. Born, missed her entire childhood. Parents left her when she was 8 years old. Moved away in China so they could go make money to send back home. She grew up with a grandmother, a middle school teacher, moved in with her, ended up living in the dorms. Karen Peterson, the emotional warrior. Guys, I could go on and on. And these are coaching clients just off the top of my head. I mean, if I really wanted to dive into every client I'm working with right now, every single one would have a message based on their experiences, specifically their childhood, you know? And so when you look at that, my own, you know, growing up, alcoholic mom. Now, you'd be an alcoholic too if your husband left you to raise 8 kids by yourself. I'm by no means trashing my mom. But, you know, was that pleasant knowing that, you know, my mom was going to be drunk every single day, especially on the day she had off work? You could dial it. You didn't want to go near our house, man. You know, did not, the last place you wanted to be when my mom had a day off was 9 Elm Street, Bradford, PA, because she would be bombed by 2 in the afternoon and then just say the most vicious stuff to your kids, to her kids. But I forgive her. Why do I forgive her? Because everybody gets to be forgiven, okay? That's why Christ died on the cross, so we forgive other people. Our sins are forgiven, and also, look at the life she had, you know? So that's just a big old crap sandwich to be dealt to you. So when I was watching the movie last night, I can only imagine Bart Millard, who's the lead singer of Mercy Me, the whole movie was based around him, and he was abused, physically abused by his father, drunk father, who was played really great by Dennis Quaid in the movie. And when, you know, his whole message, the song I Can Only Imagine, was he made up with his father. And this isn't a spoiler alert by any stretch. You probably already know the story. But anyway, it's a great movie. But he forgives his father. And they ended up being very close towards the end of his father died of pancreatic cancer. And then Bart went to work on the song and he wrote it in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. He wrote it. Amy Grant was going to sing it. And Amy Grant said, I can't sing this. This is your song. Think about that. You've got a message that you just want to give away. If somebody were to say, oh, Sam, I can't do that podcast or that speech. You do it for me. I'd be like, no, this is your message. This is in your heart. Because when it comes from you, it's so profound. It's so on purpose. And it's so powerful. Nobody can do you, and nobody can share your message. Don't ever give that away. Don't ever give your power away. I've given my power away. You probably have too, you know? Whether it's to your boss, or whether it's in a relationship, or whether it's to a buddy, it's somebody like, yeah, you know, I really shouldn't talk like that. I really should. Don't give your power away, man, because I'm telling you, it's not an ego trip. It's why you're here. It's the number one question we want the answer to. Why are we here? We are here to be messengers. We are here to add value. And I know you're going to get laughed at. I know you're going to get ridiculed. I know people are going to make fun of you. But that's on them. That's the sorry-ass life they chose to lead, right? That's the small way they chose to play in life. That is in no way a reflection of you. And that was Bart, you know, Bart's dad. Bart, well, he wanted him to play football. So he was, you know, beating him up and playing football. And then he becomes a singer. He just gets laughed at. Other people laugh at it. But his music teacher saw greatness in him. This is what I see in clients, man. Clients come to me because they don't see the greatness in themselves. And it's difficult to see the picture when you're in the frame yourself. It's very difficult. But when you got somebody else looking outside at you, it's very easy to see your talent. It's very easy to see your power. It's very easy to see that special sauce that you bring. That's simple. That's a gift I have. That's a God-given gift I have, is to be able to create a brand and a message out of somebody's past experiences and how they talk and what they say. But it's so hard to see it when you're in the picture, because you're in it every single day. When you're looking down on a football field or a soccer field and you're up in the press box, you can see the play happening. But the people playing on the field, they can't necessarily see it because they're so caught up in just the day-to-day, like the next play. We're so caught up in the next play. What we're going to have for dinner, what we got to pick up the kids, we got to get to work, we got to plan this, we got to plan that, the weekend's taken, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to pay the bills, that we don't look far enough out and match that to our own special sauce. And man, if you could only imagine, if you could only imagine how great life would be if you took a breath, you became present, and just exhale for a moment, right? Inhale the present. Inhale the future. Exhale the past. Let a big breath out. That's done. It's over. You can't change it. Exhale that. Inhale the possibilities and inhale the future. And I Can Only Imagine was written by Bart Millard of Mercy Me, talking about what it would be like walking hand in hand. Not only with his father in heaven, with his actual father in heaven. If that makes sense. His father here on earth, who passed away and went to heaven, as well as God himself. It's such a powerful song. Listen to it on Spotify or wherever you get music. I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. It's a really great movie if you haven't seen it yet. And it talks about what we talk about on this show every single day. Don't let other people laugh at you. Don't let them make fun of you. You have one specific task in this lifetime. You know what that is, and you know what your gift is. Only you know what that gift is. To give that away is a crime. It's the opposite of why we're here, all right? Check it out. I can only imagine. I love that song. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.